This is Vet Tech Talk, a podcast about Appalachian State University's online four-year Bachelor of Science in Veterinary Technology degree program. Hello there, I'm Dave Blanks, and I work here at App State in University Communications. On this episode, we're joined by Hannah Huff. Hannah has been affiliated with Appalachian State for the past 7 years as a student, a graduate assistant, and now an academic advisor as well. She graduated in 2019 with her Bachelor of Science in Psychology, Human Services, and then returned to App in 2020 to pursue graduate school. She graduated in 2022 with her Master of Arts in Student Affairs Administration, and she has a background in academic advising from her graduate assistantship in the Advising and Orientation Center, as well as experience serving college students using theory to practice frameworks, which we get into in the conversation today. In this role, currently, Hannah is very excited to expand her advising skill set, to learn about the veterinary profession, and to support students as they navigate this fully online program. Now, here is my conversation with Hannah. Hey, Hannah, how's it going?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for coming down today. We appreciate you being here. Let's start out with what's your job at Appalachian State? What do you do here? You're an academic advisor, but specifically for the Vet Tech program, correct?
Right. So I am an academic advisor for the Vet Tech program, which is in the College of Arts and Sciences. So my position is actually pretty unique in that I am split between the College of Arts and Sciences and what's called the cash office, and then the Vet Tech team. So I have my own caseload of Vet Tech students, but I also get to learn all of the roles that go into the College of Arts and Science advising and work with second degree students, work with readmission students, and learn all the processes and procedures there as well. So
gotcha.
I get a good, you know, well-rounded, you know, set of skills with this.
So with Vet Tech, you're advising 70 students. That seems like, to me, like a lot of people to be advising, but I understand it's kind of a small caseload for you.
Yeah, it's generally pretty small. In my previous role as a graduate assistant, I had at one time about 100, maybe a little bit more than that, but 70 right now, and that'll probably increase, you know, over the coming semesters when we have more students join the program and more students actually officially declare their major.
Gotcha.
Right now, I'm coasting at 70, but we'll get a little bit more over time.
All right. Good plan. So I'm a student or I want to be a student in the Vet Tech program. How would I encounter you?
Yeah. So generally, I will be the one who reaches out to students in terms of making appointments. I do have students who reach out to me with general questions that they have either about their classes or about things at App State and how things kind of work here at the school.
These are students already enrolled?
Already enrolled,
okay.
Yes. And there were students who were interested in the program who weren't yet enrolled, who were still contacting me, asking me questions.
Oh, okay.
So I would be able to point them in the right direction or give them whatever answer I could to help them. Obviously, we want them to join the program. We're very excited about it. And anything I can do to encourage them to apply or encourage them to enroll in their classes, I'm going to help them do.
Right. And I see they probably found you through the website, which is vettech.appstate.edu.
Yes.
But yeah, there you are right there with your two doggos. Okay, so they would end up coming to you, and every student is required. Did you say that? Every student is required, actually?
Yes. So every student will be required to meet with me for advising to get their PIN number for registration for the next semester. So we will talk through classes for the next semester. I also have made planners for the students. So I've kind of mapped out a rough idea of their progression through the degree so that they have a rough idea of what classes to take in certain semesters and how long it will take them to graduate based on any transfer credit that they have, kind of what they're starting with and those sorts of things.
Gotcha. So are you dealing with students who are having academic problems? Like say there's a student who's really struggling with one class. Is that somebody that's going to come to you or that you will reach out to, or how does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. So during my advising appointments, I always like to ask students, you know, how are you doing this semester? What is going well? What are you struggling with? What challenges are you facing?
Right.
And if they are having any issues with a class, if they're not understanding content, if they have other things going on in their personal life that's kind of inhibiting them in their class, I'm there to help connect them with resources on campus. And maybe it's the tutoring center, maybe it's peer academic coaching, maybe it's, you know, the counseling center, you know, whatever I can do to kind of point them in the right direction, I can be that for that student.
Awesome. Advice for students who are joining the program?
Yeah, I would say anybody who's interested, reach out to the team on the website. You know, if you see Virginia on there, she's the director. If you see me, you know, reach out and introduce yourself. Say that you're interested. Let us know, like, hey, I've worked in the field for, you know, 20 years. I would love to, you know, come back to school, or I really want to shift gears in terms of my career. I would love to come join your program. Just introduce yourself. We love that. And we will get you set up in the right direction in terms of deadlines to apply and reviewing transcripts and those sorts of things. So
email's the best way.
Email's the best way, or phone call.
Okay.
But students tend to gravitate towards email more often than
not. Scary to talk to people, right? Isn't it? Yes. We're doing it right now. So what about somebody who is already in the program? What would be your advice to that individual?
I would say kind of the same thing, you know, reach out to your contacts, make sure you know everybody on the team, know who does what, so that you can always ask for help when you need it. There's no problem in asking for help. That's what we're here for. We're here to help you. We're here to help guide you. And we love talking to students. That's kind of why we're all in this. So just make sure you know who's on the team. Also, utilize your peers. Your peers might have other experiences that you don't, and you might be able to gain some perspective from them as well. So just make sure you know who your contacts are. Also, look at App State's resources. Even though you are an online student, you do have a lot of resources available to you. So look at those resources and see what you have available to you that might help in any kind of situation that you're in.
So how did you end up getting in this program? What brought you to the veterinary technology program? I don't know. Was it something that you were passionate about, or?
Yeah. I mean, so when I was in grad school, our final semester was dedicated to job searching. I always knew, you know, I would love to stay at App State. I've been here for so long. I've got great connections here. So any kind of new advisor position that was being advertise, I would apply. And the more that I looked into vet tech, the more I saw I could really grow in this position, because it's a brand new program and I get to be a part of shaping that. That's something that a lot of advisors don't get the chance to do. And I'm already seeing that I have a very strong voice on this team, and I can really shape how this program turns out. Which is very, very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited just hearing you talk about that.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to pick, oh, well, this is how we used to do it, or this is the way it's always been done. No, you don't have that to deal with. I mean, you are under the College of Arts and Sciences. So they have their own practices and stuff, and there's stuff that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've heard the same sort of thing from Mary Beth McKee. When we talked to Mary Beth, she was like really excited because it was a new program. Everybody's got that energy. So tell me about these two dogs here that I see on the Vet Tech site. These are animals that are important to you in your life.
Yes. Those are my dogs back home, my family dogs. So my chocolate lab, that's Bruno. And then Darby, she is a rescue, and we're not quite sure exactly what she is.
She's houndish,
she's
right?
Definitely got some hound. Oh, we always say she's a lab hound, but I really want to send her DNA off to get tested to know exactly what she
is.
You
can do that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we do talk about Bruno, right? Is that
do talk about Bruno.
And Darby is such a good name. Man,
yeah.
Now you got a job, you got a gig.
Yeah.
Are you going to get another animal, do you think?
I think I am. I've been thinking about getting a cat just because I'm working full time and they're pretty self-sufficient.
They're fine with that. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think I'm going to look into getting a kitten, probably from the Humane Society up here at some point.
Awesome.
But want to establish more of a routine first. And,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ease into that. It is a big responsibility.
Yeah.
But yes, I've had cats that were more like dogs, in that like they would follow you around. You could go hike and they would follow you like out into the woods. Like I had a path near my house and my cat would follow me that way. So it's like, it depends on the cat, you know?
Yeah, and that's the good thing about getting a kitten too. You can train them at a young age.
There
I
you
wanna
go.
Yeah.
You're real optimistic thinking you can train
maybe
your kitten.
Maybe I can try to leash train him. I don't know.
Maybe. I have seen that. I follow this Instagram account called Great Grams of Gary. Have you ever heard of this?
I haven't.
I don't know how I happened upon it, but Great Grams of Gary is just this cat that does these incredible like snow adventures with this guy who's like cross country skiing, and he's forever doing some kind of wild adventure, and he's always got Gary the cat with him. So
that's so, I love that.
It's very
cool.
That's
so great.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, weird aside, I guess, but check out Great Grams of Gary. Hannah All right. So in looking at your bio also, Hannah, you have a background in serving college students using theory to practice frameworks. So that sounds pretty impressive. Can you tell me what that is?
Sure. So in my grad program, we cover higher education theory. And there's a lot of different theory of, you know, how you interact with college students and what college students need based on their development and things like that. So I use different theories to guide me in my practice. One of them being the theory of self-authorship and knowing that students are in charge of their life. And so I want to meet them where they are at developmentally and kind of see this is the path that they chose for themselves. They are authoring their path to become a veterinary technician.
Right.
And how can I guide them through my practice as an advisor to make sure that they have all the resources and guidance that they need to be successful? There's not a one size fits all when it comes to advising students or even just, you know, being around students in general, any type of job you have in higher education, whether you're supporting students through clubs or you're an advisor, you're a professor, every student has their own experiences coming into higher education. So it's important to kind of see where they're at developmentally and what you can do to support them and what they need.
So if somebody wants to reach out to you, Hannah, I think we already said it, but what's the best way they would get in touch with you?
The best way would either be through email. My email is linked on the site or at my work phone.
The website, once again, is vettech.appstate.edu.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hannah, I really appreciate you being here, and hopefully you can come back sometime. Maybe absolutely. Next year, maybe after your very first year, and I could be like, okay, what did you learn, Hannah?
Yeah, absolutely.
What are those theories still holding strong for you? Have you added some theories? We'll see what happens. Hannah, thanks so much.
Thank you.
If you love animals, a degree in veterinary technology may be just what you need in your life. Put that love for animals to work for you. No matter your busy schedule, you'll learn to capably assist veterinarians and prepare for certification exams to take advantage of a flourishing job market and ensure that pets get the care they need. You can find out more by going online to the VetTech website. That's vettech.appstate.edu. VetTech Talk is a production of University Communications here at Appalachian State. Check out more of our podcasts by going online to podcasts.appstate.edu. I'm Dave Blanks. Thanks so much for listening to VetTech Talk and have a great day.